Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, 8 days ago, double tragedy served up in Barron County in northwestern Wisconsin, as not one but two police officers killed in the line of duty, one from Chautauqua, the other from Cameron, as they made a normal traffic stop in Cameron. Coming up, we pay tribute to them. On this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, I'm Mark Halverson. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald gave us the officers' names this past Monday.
Cameron Officer Hunter Shield was 23 years old and served the Cameron Police Department for 1 year and also served 6 years in the Army National Guard. Emily Breidenbach was 32 years old and served the Chautauqua Police Department for 4 years and the Stoughton Police Department in Dane County for 9 months prior to coming to Chautauqua.
Now, what we've continued to learn as more information has come out since last Saturday is investigators also identified the man who allegedly shot the officers as 50-year-old Glenn Perry. The Department of Justice says the officers pulled Perry over because he had a warrant and there was a report of concerning behavior. Shots were fired. The two officers died at the scene. Perry died a short time later at the hospital. Later in the week, we learned that, in fact, in the past, way back in 2020, Perry had threatened to kill cops shortly before he was arrested for disorderly conduct and domestic abuse. Perry's daughter telling police that her father hated police officers. She's also said he was known to drive with two guns in his car. Investigators say that Perry gunned down Breidenbach and Scheel again during that traffic stop about 3:30 last Saturday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says Perry did have a warrant out for his arrest as part of his divorce case, but was not known to be a threat to law enforcement. Cameron Police Chief Adam Steffen.
The deaths of Officer Hunter Scheel and Officer Emily Breidenbach has been tragic to say the least. In addition to changing the lives of their families and friends forever, this event has touched me, my department, local law enforcement, and law enforcement around the world. It has also made a direct impact on our community. Through this unfortunate series of events, I understand the community is also grieving. I want to thank everyone for your generous donations, words of affirmation, and most of all, your continued support as we struggle to get through this. We will get through this.
Chautauqua Police Chief Ron Ambrositis.
I want to start by thanking the residents of Barron County for the support they've shown my department. The amount of support has been very overwhelming. Thank you. I also want to ask the public to give my department time to grieve and to have time with their families. Chautauqua will be back, and we will pull through this, and we will be Emily Strong. Thank you.
At the news conference this past Monday, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Our prayers go out to the families of Hunter and Emily. Our thanks go out to everyone who stepped up and helped law enforcement for their support and prayers. From the blue ribbons, the blue lights, flowers and hugs, we needed it. They need it. Our law enforcement community needed it. From the EMS, the fire, and the law enforcement support has been overwhelming. We couldn't do it with all of us working together. So we thank everyone for their support.
Also from this past Monday, again, all audio courtesy of WEAU-TV, Barron County District Attorney Brian Wright had this to say.
I want to thank the Division of Criminal Investigations. They arrived promptly by Saturday evening. They were set up and began their investigation. The DCI investigation is going to take approximately 30 days, at which point they will be sending a report to my office, and then the District Attorney's office will be preparing a report that will be made public after my review of the investigative report. So I would anticipate that that's probably going to be about 30 to 45 days at most. I can tell you these are two outstanding officers, and they deserve nothing more than this report that's going to be coming from the DA's office being done in an expedited manner. I think that's the least that we can do for the families of both officers and certainly for the community as a whole. So we'll have that report done as soon as we receive the investigative report in an expedited way. That'll be about 30 to 45 days.
Again, Barron County District Attorney Brian Wright. At the joint funeral held yesterday at Cameron High School, the Chief Officiant Cody Cargas, Senior Pastor of Maranatha Evangelical Free Church of Rice Lake, but also President of the Law Enforcement Foundation of Barron County and Lead Chaplain for the Barron Police Department and Rice Lake Police Department, and has served as an assistant for the Chautauqua and Cameron Police Departments, offered up these words.
Last Saturday was the worst day of my life. I lost my two friends. And today is hard. It is hard for all of us. And I want to thank you for being a support to the family, support to our agencies here in the county, primarily Chautauqua and Cameron. We are going through a horrible time, so your presence and friendship is very, very important and an overwhelming comfort.
Pastor Cargas continues.
So we are glad today that we are able to have a joint service for our two fallen officers who lost their lives in the line of duty, paying the ultimate sacrifice. But let me be very clear on this, because you'll hear this word often today. They were true heroes. The word hero is used too often today, I believe. And thus it can lose its meaning, but not today. For last Saturday, they defined the epitome of what a hero is. They died heroes protecting our community. And they were friends. They worked the same times, many shifts, even though different areas. And they texted each other often through the nights, as we know. And we for sure know they backed each other up, meaning that Cameron and Chautauqua are very close in distance.
Cameron Police Chief Adam Steffen offered this tribute at yesterday's funeral.
I stand before you not only to mourn the death of Hunter and Emily, but to help you through this difficult time. As an administrator, a chief, a leader, it is my role to understand this event and help guide us forward. I know many of you here today have experienced the loss of an officer, whether they were a friend, a co-worker, a family member, or a spouse. I am expected to make decisions, to advise, and to lead. I am expected to have the skills and expertise to decide on how we continue after this. But honestly, I am struggling to find any feelings, any moral compass, and any leadership strategies to help with that movement forward. Our path has been detoured. But I know by remembering the sacrifice Hunter and Emily made and the true heroism they showed, we will get through this. I was blessed with the privilege of leading Hunter, and I was gifted with the friendship from Emily. Hunter's infinite smile and unwavering kindness and loyalty, along with Emily's outgoing personality and addictive laugh, will always be with us. They perform their job with dignity, respect, and professionalism. 1 week ago, they faced evil in the face, and they paid the ultimate sacrifice. But not before showing their true spirit and internal leadership qualities of their own. Ronald Reagan once said, "Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid." Hunter and Emily proved that with their bravery and sacrifice on April 8th, 2023.
Hunter's sister Audrey offered this tribute on behalf of her brother at yesterday's funeral.
I was scrolling through Facebook the other night and reading some comments from those sending us their thoughts and prayers. I came across this quote and I thought it was fitting. A brother is there to help us be confident when timid, to be strong when weak, and to be fearless when scared. I could not have picked better words for Hunter. Confident, strong, and fearless. When I think about Hunter, picture him in my mind, I see his contagious smile. The smile that Hunter gave to anyone he met along the way. The smile that lit up the room along with his cackle. The smile that I know he was always self-conscious about, but little did he know it was that smile that changed lives. I cry and cry knowing I'll never see that smile again. I'll never get to listen to him laugh and tell a funny joke again. I'll never get to see him hug my mom or tease our younger sisters. An unexplainable pain that hurts both mentally and physically. But as I stand here, looking at the overflowing amount of support and love from everyone here, I know he's smiling. He's smiling and he's proud. He's proud to not only have had Emily's back, but know that all of you have his as well. The pain of Hunter and Emily's deaths cannot be undone. It cannot be taken away with a hug or an I'm sorry. This pain we're all feeling will forever be with us. But what can make the pain a little more bearable is all of you. Every single person here today makes my heart ache just a little less, knowing that both Hunter and Emily walked out of their front doors every single day into the world where they were so loved and supported by thousands of people is breathtaking. Today we come together to celebrate the life Hunter lived, his life, his achievements, his courage, and his loyalty to not only his family, friends, or the city of Cameron, but the entire United States. Hunter gave in every aspect of his life, during a tour in Afghanistan, to coming home and doing something as simple as helping Grandpa Bear collect sap. He gave his love, honor, and ultimately himself. Hunter did his job to the best of his abilities, and he did it well. There's no doubt in my mind that he wouldn't do it all over again, given the chance.
Hunter Shields' sister Aubrey at yesterday's funeral in Cameron. Meanwhile, Chautauqua Police Chief Ron Ambrositis offered this tribute in memory of Officer Emily Breidenbach.
First, I want to say thank you. This is not the first funeral for an officer I've ever been to. But this one is definitely the roughest. I want to talk a little bit about Emily. And the day that girl walked into my office. Sitting on the edge of her seat with her brown packet in hand. With that last name. And I knew that last name. Because her father retired in my seat. And I knew somehow I had to make this girl part of the shtick this way. She definitely was qualified. There's no doubt about it. But there were others that were qualified too. Through the hearing process and the interview, we sat in front of the council. And there were three finalists. And the council made the decision. And that night, I spoke with all three. I left her for last. Because I knew it was going to be a little exciting for her, to say the least. I asked her to meet me behind the PD next to the garage. And I played with her emotions a little bit. And then I finally told her. And I know she made a phone call because she was so excited. And it was to her father. And from then on, the excitement in the Steck Police Department with Emily began. Emily was interesting, to say the least. A few of these have fallen out because of your daughter. But I still love that girl. She tried my patience, but I love her. As far as her excitement in the PD, she wanted to do everything and she wanted to do it now. It started with ICAP. She loved kids. So she worked with the Internet Against Crimes, for children, crimes against children. She wanted to go to the Detective Academy. So I sent her. When they say smile, energy, Emily had it. Sometimes more energy than I could ever handle. She loved her family. For a little over 2 years, we've heard about shame. And of course, two and a half kids of her own, but they were hers. Talked about them all the time. Her dad, her mom, her brothers. I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to work with your
And finally, we save the closing comments for Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
There's some great pictures of the officers out there. That's how we want them to be remembered. From Emily dancing in the football stands to Hunter at National Night Out with kids playing in the squad, this is why we do what we do here in Barron County. There is bad in the world. There's too much bad in the world. And I'm thankful for officers like Hunter and like Emily and all of the law enforcement in Barron County. It's tragic. It's terrible. We shouldn't have to be here and talk about this, but we have to time and time again across this country. We've had tragic events here in Barron County. Nothing like this. You guys have been here before, and we'll get through this, as both chiefs have stated, and to help this community heal with our officers. We only heal as one, and we need everybody to take part in that. Thank you again to our community, to our supporters, to our friends, to our families. And again, our law enforcement community needs this, needs you.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald from Monday's news conference, just 2 days after the tragic death of police officers Emily Breidenbach, the veteran of the Chautauqua Department, and also rookie Hunter Scheel from the Cameron Police Department. A memorial fund's also been set up for the officers. You can donate at Sterling Bank under City of Chautauqua Emily Breidenbach Memorial Fund. All monetary donations can either be dropped off at any Sterling Bank location or by mailing a check payable to City of Chautauqua with Emily Breidenbach Memorial Fund in the memo line to Sterling Bank. Also, the Hunter Scheel Memorial Fund, Community Bank of Cameron, P.O. Box 457, 101 West Main Street in Cameron. Contributions can be sent to Community Bank of Cameron. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.